Okay, so we're here to talk about spice. That's the name on the street for this drug. How big a problem is this drug north of the border?
What, first of all, I'd like to say is that spice is, or we, as we have seen, was a brand name given to a product. Spice, as it's referred to, is actually a synthetic cannabinoid. North of the border, we're probably not seeing the same issues that have been seen in the media, reported in the media, that's been seen in Manchester and in prisons in England.
Why do you think that is?
I mean, there's several factors it could be. The exact reason is probably unknown to us. Police Scotland have been gathering intelligence information on these substances since 2011. Early identification of factory units that we saw, and identifying retail units. At that time, it could be sold openly in the high street. Working in cooperation with partner agencies such as Trade and Standards, the NHS, Home Office, Immigration Enforcement, to give us an understanding of the market. We, at that time, before legislation, seized large amounts of the constituent parts, or identified factories and seized large amounts of the constituent parts, in some cases tons of herbal material that could be later made into these products. So that gave us an understanding of it, and hopefully that's helped. Now, Police Scotland to have the understanding. There may be other factors such as availability, although we generally find that if there's a demand, then a supply will develop. A preference in drug type, maybe between what is consumed in towns and cities in England may not be what is the product that is required here. And also, I'd like to probably mention the education part as well. From an early stage, we have had an education, Police Scotland have had an education programme ongoing, and along with our partner agencies such as the NHS, Scottish Government, and Choices for Life, which produces several good products and includes an excellent video which is available on YouTube for parents, children alike. It's an interactive DVD or video on there and goes through the story of a youth who takes these products and gives choices about how we should go.
I'm assuming that Police Scotland is not going to be complacent, so that if this drug does take up here in Scotland, you guys are ready and willing to take it on.
Of course, yep, we continue to work with our partner agencies, Trade and Standards, the NHS, to gather as much intelligence and information as we can and understand the markets that are out there, not just for this type of drug, but for all drug types.
And you guys deal with a lot of drugs on a daily basis. This one in particular seems to have got people talking from the point of view, especially from the videos, it's particularly the homeless community, and it does create quite a visual thing for people to see on the streets. Is that worrying if it was to come to Scotland?
Of course it'd be worrying, yes. We see, obviously, if it's correct what is reported in the media in towns and cities in England, you can see users, if we can call them that, of these products which are in a state where they are almost incapacitated, very vulnerable, and we would like to put measures round about there, first of all to prevent that from happening, but to make sure that people who are using these are looked after.
And from the intelligence that you guys have been looking at, what makes this particular drug different to the many others that you are dealing with on a daily basis?
I think all drugs are dangerous. Our message would always be don't take drugs or substances that produce the same effects.
So we were talking about the specific unit that you're part of and your team here at the Crime Campus. Is this unique? This is probably the only one in the UK, if not Europe.
Yep, Police Scotland have a dedicated NPS unit, believed to be the only one dedicated in the UK and wider in Europe. The unit monitor the intelligence regarding dealers, manufacturers, trains, and regularly assist our policing divisions as well as other agencies with information required to tackle NPS issues. The unit's linked into other European forums such as Europol and an Impact. In fact, we lead on a number of actions within the European Impact on synthetic drugs. And that gives us also the sharing of intelligence and information on emerging trends across Europe and beyond.
And taking the supply forward, so if you've got this taking off in places like Manchester, south of the border? How easy is it for it to come into Scotland? We maybe don't have it at the moment, but it could only be a matter of time. So in terms of supply, you guys are dealing with a number of cases at the moment that we can't go into the detail, but you know, how easy is it for it to get across the border and into the markets here?
I mean, there are no borders. Now we're seeing the internet is open and out there. And as I said earlier, if there is a demand for this product, then it generally creates a supply for the product.
But you are dealing with a number of cases of this particular drug being supplied in Scotland, is that right?
There are small amounts of synthetic cannabinoids have been recovered within Scotland, yes.
And is that recently, in the last few months, weeks?
Yeah, within the last months, yes.
And going forward then, how do you make sure that it stays those low numbers? And you talked about the education, but you know, to the users on the streets who are taking this, particularly the homeless community, it must be quite hard to try and tackle them to get to them really and get that message across.
Yep, of course we would rely on our partner agencies as well. We will continue to gather as much intelligence and information as we can, and what we can we will then distribute to our partner agencies who are working out there, the NHS, some of the third sector charity organisations who assist us and who would help to get that message out to people who may be vulnerable to taking these substances.